like to discuss a man called Murrow, Edward R. Murrow. Do you mind if I spend 5 or 6 minutes on that? He was on the air about, I believe it was about a week ago originally. Spent a half hour telling what a wonderful fellow McCarthy was. He was on again last night. I never listened to him normally, but I heard there was a rebroadcast of his speech, so I listened to him last night. As you know, in his original exposure of McCarthy, he made some interesting statements. The thing that Ed hasn't learned yet is that if you're a liar, you should be a clever liar at least. Shouldn't be caught too quickly. I have here, and I'll hand these documents back to the members of the press with the understanding that someone will be responsible for them because I've only got one copy of each. I have here a copy of the Pittsburgh Sun-Telegraph. Nothing new about this paper. It's Monday, February 18, 1935. Headline, American Advisors to Communist Propaganda School. The story goes on to describe the Moscow University. Quote says, it teaches the violent overthrow of the entire traditional social order, the communist creed, the National Advisory Council, Edward R. Murrow. Now, last night, Mr. Murrow, unless I misunderstood him, said that John Foster Dulles was also in this group. Now, several of us at the table have gone through this, and we don't find John Foster Dulles' name here. Even if his name were here, I would say that Mr. Murrow could not very well claim innocence by association. I hand it back to you, if I may. Last night, Mr. Murrow, and let me quote the story from your local paper. The papers are mixed up. No, I have the Evening Star, I believe, instead. Quote, just a second. One of the reasons I like to have something other than a stag meeting so I can bring my wife along and she can keep these things in shape. here we have it. It is the New York Times. Not exactly my favorite paper. It says, 3.5 hours after McCarthy's broadcast, Murrow issued a statement in which he said that in 1935, in his capacity as assistant director of the Institute of International Education, he was a member of the advisory committee for the summer school in Moscow. He added, however, that in actual fact, the summer school was canceled by Russian authorities before it began. He follows, he says in 1935, well, I'm going to give to the press sitting behind me the photostat of the document showing that it was in 1935 that he became associated with the communist school in Moscow, the official communist school, but in 1933, if they will examine this, they will find the name Edward R. Murrow. Now, as to the question of whether or not Mr. Murrow again was lying when he said the school never held classes, let me quote from the document which was issued under his name, the name of Edward R. Murrow and Stephen Duggan and others. Just let me take a minute now to find this for you, if I may. Just half a minute. Yes, here we have it. Here we have it. The Institute of International Education, the director, Stephen Duggan. Stephen Duggan was the father of Lawrence Duggan, who, as you know, was named as a communist espionage agent who either was murdered or committed suicide. No one knows up to this date. Edward R. Murrow. Now, listen to this in answer to Mr. Murrow's statement that he, at this class, the school never held classes, this communist school he was sponsoring. I quote from page 4. Keep in mind, this is put out under Murrow's name. As an agency fulfilling the urgent need which exists among Americans today for gaining an objective understanding of what is going on in Russia, the Moscow Summer School of the year 1934 undoubtedly proved its worth. The 200 Americans who attended it were quite enthusiastic over their experiences, etc. Here's the man who said last night that it's a lie, and as I recall, he said McCarthy is awfully careless with the truth. Now, here's something interesting also about this man who takes it upon himself to attack anyone who dares to expose communists. Here's the official publication of the Moscow State University. First question is, who sponsors this university? Who runs it? The document itself, issued under the name of Murrow and others, I think is the best authority for that. Let me quote to you again from page 4 and 5. The Moscow University summer session is sponsored in the Soviet Union by the People's Commissariat of Education of the Russian Socialist Federated Soviet Republic. Also by VOKS. VOKS is the Soviet Intelligence Agency. And by Interest, the state travel company of the USSR, Interest, through its educational department, will supply information to persons interested. So you have a picture of the type of communist school being sponsored by this man who thinks it's his duty to attack anyone who attacks communism. And again, in this document, it's further answer to Mr. Murrow's false statement last night that the school sessions were never held. This is under his own name. I don't think he can question this. You listen to this. At the second summer session, started in 33, I passed the document back to the press here, so that he was active in 33 when it started. At the second summer session in 1934, 13 courses were offered in 5 major fields of art and literature, sociology, psychology, education, and research. The staff was composed of 22 professors and academic students. 212 students attended the 1934 session. Among them were undergraduates, teachers, principals, professors, psychologists, social workers, physicians, nurses, and artists. So you get the picture of this communist school that Mr. Murrow was supporting, a summer session so that the professors from American universities could go to Moscow, be properly indoctrinated, and come back and indoctrinate their students. Now let me just give you, don't waste too much time on this completely unimportant individual, Murrow. But listen to this, if you will. This is rather enlightening. It's on page 23, again, of the booklet advertising the Moscow State University, put out under the National Advisory Council, Edward R. Murrow, others. Listen to this, will you? The course, Principles of the Collective and Socialist Society, is a prerequisite for admission to all other courses. In other words, you couldn't join unless you were willing to study communism. That is a prerequisite. However, the student may enroll simultaneously in this and other courses. Students may be exempted from this requirement by presenting evidence of having completed an equivalent course during the Moscow University summer session of 1933. Now, it's interesting to find out who VOKS, that's Moscow Intelligence, and Moscow selected to screen the students. Nothing secret about that again. On page 20 of the booklet, all student applications must be approved by the Office of the Institute of International Education. Now, what was the Institute of International Education? The director, Stephen Duggan, father of the communist spy, the assistant director, Edward R. Morrow, who so sanctimoniously tells the American people, under the sponsorship of the Ford Company and Alcoa, how we should think.